it's policy, then we have to look at it as policy. It takes effect, I think, January 1st, 2014. So that gives us time to look at the policy and determine how we respond. But the truth of the matter is, it really shouldn't change the way we do things. We're not going to ask boys, you know, when they come into the troop, and we didn't before, if they have homosexual tendencies or if they are, we've never done that. Boys don't even begin to develop those tendencies at age 10 when they come into Boy Scouting, or at age 7 when they come into Cub Scouting. And so, we'll continue. We have a policy in place called Youth Protection, and we all take Youth Protection training. And, you know, as far as that goes, we're still going to be required to take that, and we're still going to be aware of how to be appropriate when on a camping trip and in scout meetings. We already have policies in place that address that kind of behavior, and so those policies will continue to be in place, and we'll continue to address any incident that occurs, just as we would if there'd been a heterosexual encounter or an encounter between two boys or between an adult leader and the boys. You know, all those things are covered in this particular training. So we know, in fact, that a lot of these things that are in place were put in place for a reason. And it really does have to do with proper behavior and proper responses.
Have local councils received, or will they receive, guidance from the national level?
That's what is expected, Kat, and that's why we have this little bit of lag time between the time the policy becomes effective in January. So it'll give, you know, there's 116,000 scouting units, I think, across the United States, and each one is going to look at this issue and decide what to do. And what I hope we'll do first is not overreact until we know exactly what's expected, and the councils will be passing that information on to us. The Sam Houston Area Council is the one we're under, and they voted as a council to ask that the policy not be changed, but it has been. And so now they're going to look at it and say, okay, well, now it's our job to provide the best information we possibly can to our individual units. And so that's what'll happen. Yeah, we'll wait, and we'll get that information. I think before then, we really shouldn't overreact. I really do, but we are seeing that across the nation, I'm afraid.
Do you happen to know just how many troops or members are in the Brazos Valley?
You know, I don't. There's we're in the Aramoon district of the Sam Houston Area Council. And Bryan College Station is the largest community that is in the Aramoon District, but it includes a few smaller towns around us. Within Bryan College Station, I can't even tell you. I'm thinking 15 troops maybe, and at least as many Cub Scout packs, maybe more, in Bryan College Station.
And since this new rule was passed, have local councils received offers of new sponsors or leaders, or lost old sponsors or leaders?
No, nothing yet. Nothing yet locally. Mm-mm. You know, there's been a letter to the Aramoon District and to the scouts in the Aramoon District that just gives a little bit of the history and also the responsibilities of leadership. So, no, nothing that I've heard of yet.
As far as local resignations.
Churches. You know, our church is sponsored by the First Methodist Church in Bryan, or our troop is sponsored by First Methodist Church Bryan, and the Methodist Church has a long-standing policy against ordination of homosexuals as far as elders and deacons in the church. That's not true of some other denominations, but it's true of ours. And so you know, we already have a pretty strong policy in the church that sponsors our troop against homosexuals in leadership. And so that's ultimately going to be our largest concern, is the fact that now that supposedly the foot's in the door, we're going to eventually succumb to the fact that we'll have to have homosexuals in leadership in the troops. And if that were the case, and that was what was originally, you know, the first vote was supposed to be about that, and the National Council backed off and came at it from a different approach, from the approach of sexual orientation of the scouts themselves, and probably a wise move. But we're all concerned, for sure, about that next step.
Has the council been notified in the past of any boys wanting to join or leave because of their orientation?
Not to my knowledge. If we're just talking, and of course, I just speak locally, and so I'm really not aware that that's happened locally, Kat. But again, you know, that doesn't mean it hasn't. Just means I'm not aware of it.
Okay, and would you please tell me a little bit about how open this information would be, such as if any sponsors are going to want to target a troop here, or if parents want to know about the other boys in the troop before they put their kids in? How open would the information be, and how would leaders and parents handle that, do you think?
You know, I hope those aren't the questions they ask, you know, because what our response is going to have to be is this is the new normal. And the new normal says that we're going to accept boys, and we're not going to ask those questions. You know, we're going to accept any boy that wants to be a member of our troop. And to tell you the truth, that's sort of how we've always done it. The sexual orientation theme, again, you know, why are we talking about sex in Boy Scouts? And why is this, you know, and we know it's all about politics. We know it's about sponsorships. We know it's about the possibility of Boy Scouting losing their tax exemption that they've had for so many years. So I don't think we have to talk about it. You know, if a parent asks me or tells me they have concerns that there might be homosexuals in our troop, and my answer is, well, you know, yes, there may be. I said, and the new policy says that we're supposed to embrace them with open arms. And so that's what we're going to do. And if they're going to base their decision on joining the troop on whether or not they perceive that we're not fully open or that we can't provide them that information, well, maybe they should look somewhere else, because I do think we can be open and honest, but I don't think we're going to be revealing, you know, names and sexual preferences. I mean, that's just crazy.
How soon do you feel Boy Scouts would feel obligated to incorporate homosexual leaders, if at all?
You know, I have no idea. I know that the gay rights groups are going to continue to push for this, and they're going to say that we've gotten a diluted proposal that doesn't fully satisfy what they want. So we're going to continue to have the politics, and we're going to continue to feel those pressures. But there's no way I could tell you on how soon it might come up for a vote.
I guess what I'm asking then is, does Boy Scout, for lack of a better term, legislature, work on any specific cycle? Do you look every several years at your laws, or how does that work exactly?
No, it's just each year the council meets on a regular basis, and so at any time they could take up that issue if they so choose. No, it's not wait a year and look again. It's not that kind of thing. I think it's always a possibility that that will be looked at.
Okay, and do you have any other thoughts you would care to share?
Well, I just think that even though people have different opinions about this, that we can all agree that kids are better off when they're in scouting. And I think we need to focus on reaching and serving our kids in order to help them grow into great citizens. I think America's youth need scouting, maybe now more than ever. And I just think that we need to all focus on the goals that unite us instead of those that tear us apart. I would be, you know, very sad indeed to see Boy Scouting not a possibility for our kids, our friends and neighbors' kids. I will at least be one of those that's going to always try to make it work. and pray about it, because I think that, to me, that's one of the things we all can do.